Hey everyone, this is your boy Daily News from the Real Dream Podcast. On behalf of Duke Mailman and I, we want to thank all of you guys for listening to us and supporting us. If you like what you hear, please follow us on our social media pages. We're at The Real Dream Podcast on Facebook. We're at TRDcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if that's not enough for you, look us up on Linktree at linktree.com/TRDcast. Thank you all for the support and enjoy the episode. To the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Daily News. I'm here with my boy, Duke, remotely, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. You know what I mean? Getting back into the habit and getting everything down packed. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and get into it. All right. Our first topic of today, man, is the first, our first recording of 2025. We made it through another year and, you know, gotta look to the positives, but or positives for this year, but you know, trying to start the new year strong. And I want to set the mood for 2025 as about setting resolutions, right? Reflecting on the year we had passed in 2024 and everything that went on back then. So, you know, let me ask you this with that in mind, out of all the stuff that's happened in the past year, man, what would be one of the lessons that you would like to give on, or advice you would give to our listeners to pass on, that may help them out for the next upcoming year?
Don't be an asshole. That simple. Don't be an asshole. Karma is real. It'll come back on you. You know, just be a good person, man. At some point in time, when you were a kid, you go through a phase and stuff like that where you think being an asshole is cool and so on and so forth. But as you get older and wiser, you start to realize, man, that ain't the way to go. Just be nice, be kind. You know, you ain't got to be the toughest person in the room all the time. Just, you know, it's okay to show emotion. It's okay to accept people. It's okay to have an adult conversation without it becoming an argument. We don't have to agree on the same things, and we can still be friends. Just overall, man, just don't be an asshole, period.
No, I hear that, man. I hear that. It's interesting you say that, because I was talking to my kids about that just the other day, about just like about being a good person and being kind, man. It carries you so much farther in the world than almost anything you can do. Yeah, there's times you gotta be tough and be protected. But that's not being an asshole. So you know what I mean? Be a good person and good people will flock to you.
And being somebody that was a former asshole, I understand. I know. So all of my fellow assholes that used to be assholes, you ain't got to be an asshole no more. So that's my PSA for the day. No more assholes in 2025.
I'm sorry. Did you say former? Former?
Right, former.
Okay, so you rehabilitated?
I am. Don't get me started.
Okay. I was going to try to test you now. So, one of the things that I learned from the last year, and that I hope people understand this, is that when you have worked or prayed or manifested something that you get, and there's this point of like unworthiness that you feel like you're like, you know, I don't deserve this, to take that away and to truly live in your blessings, right? I think sometimes we take what we get and what we want and what we are, where we are in our life, for granted, and to a point where it's almost as if either we haven't done enough, or this feels temporary, like it's too good to be true. And don't get me wrong, if you aspire to be great or do greater things on where you are, where you're at in your life now, by all means, that's fine. But when you've accomplished it, when you've lived it and you're here in that moment, to really embrace being in that moment. Because I think just there's this level of, well, I don't know if I should be doing this. I don't know if this is the right choice, that self-doubt, that all those things that compile on your blessing that you're putting into it. If you've done the work, if God has blessed you with this, or if you have earned the right to be here, this is your path. And you got to embrace that moment sometimes in life. And I see looking back over the last year, there was times where I'm like, I don't deserve where I'm at or what I've earned or where I'm at. And it's, you kind of skip being in that moment where you can enjoy where you're at.
Well, yeah. Well, first with that, a blessing is not a blessing until you accept it. Right. So if right. you don't accept it, then you're wasting your blessing already anyway. So definitely you can't allow that to happen. Because it's not going to prosper all the way unless you truly accept it. He might give you a little peek into it. He might be like, okay, this is what you can get, but you got to accept it. If you don't accept it, he's going to take it away right. because he's not going to think you deserve it. So then you are going to lose that blessing if you do not truly accept it for what it is.
Yeah, my daughter, she was talking to me about how she had just moved up to JV on her freshman year. So now she's playing JV, and she played her first JV game, and she passed up some girls on minutes that had been playing JV all year. She goes into her next practice, and it's freshman versus JV, and she says she could tell that the JV team knew that there's nobody else that can score the ball, so we're going to take you out specifically. And if you can't do nothing, they can't do nothing. So she was getting double teamed, triple teamed every time she touched the ball. And she came back to practice and home, and she was in tears and she was upset. And you could see she had this, like, maybe I shouldn't be on JV. Maybe I'm not good enough. And I remember giving her a hug and saying, listen, you are not on JV because everyone likes you, because you're a good person. Yes, you're a good person, but it's not because of that mainly. It's not because they're friends with your dad, because they're not. They're definitely not. It's because you have worked your ass off and you've earned this right, this moment. And yes, there's going to be some girls that's mad because your path steps over theirs. But that ain't your problem. You understand that you've earned this right to be here. You've earned that. And you live in that moment. Don't let them take that away from you. That's the stuff that I'm talking about, man. It's just like, don't let the world take away what is, in all fairness, rightfully your moment.
Absolutely. Everybody who walks into your path, everybody that walks in your life is one of two things. They're going to be a blessing or they're going to be a lesson. You just have to make sure that you realize which is which and don't cross them. Because sometimes a person is going to be a lesson, but you're mistaking them for a blessing, and then you take your steps back. So you just have the people going to show you exactly who they are. It's your job to actually look at it and see.
Right.
And absolutely. Believe what you're looking at.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to a second topic of today, man. And we're talking about this thing going on in social media with Travis Hunter, the Phenom Heisman Trophy winner from Colorado. I don't know if you've heard about this, Duke. Have you been following the drama that's going on with him and his girlfriend?
A little bit. Is she trifling or something like that? That's kind of all I've heard.
I don't want to say trifler because she's young, but we know from things like she does things that's like, so like she was on a podcast or a video not too long ago, basically saying with him next to her that she's not her type and that she didn't even want to be with him at first. That at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, everyone stood up when he was getting his award and his name was called, except for her, that she made a comment under like Chris, like some famous artist's social media post with like, just like a heart eyes and something like that. You know what I mean? And then you can see very clearly that the values that they have don't align. You know what I mean? Like, she's not about him. She's about her, and he's an accessory to her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what he got, what he still would have for then. He must well, get out of it.
Well, finally, after everyone on social media, after countless reporters, after countless news pundits, even Lil Bow Wow chimed in. I don't know why Lil Bow Wow even involved. Like, he was on there like, yo, my mans, let me holler at you. And I'm like, hold up. Nobody asked for your opinion. You know what I mean?
He just bow wow now. Then he dropped a little. And he just bow wow.
He dropped a little, but he damn sure ain't grown none.
Oh, you going to talk about somebody's height?
No, I'm not. I'm saying, if me and you the same height, we ain't, you, I mean, what are we talking about, okay? It's, you know what I mean? What are we really talking about? And I think I'm taller than Bow Wow. I think I'm taller than Bow Wow. I'm going to double check that.
I don't know. We don't have to check that. Y'all probably eye to eye. I got a feeling y'all eye to eye.
I don't know. I know some would say he might be more successful than I am, though. Some would say that. Might just about a little bit. Just about a little bit.
Okay.
This whole Travis Hunter thing with his girlfriend, obviously it's been under the spotlight and it sparked a lot of conversations. And because he's in the spotlight, those values are... the values that he has and that she has are really tested to the max. And so the question that I pose to you and even to our listeners is how do you ensure respect and accountability for the values that you carry in your relationship when you're given a public eye or just in general when you're around your peoples and things like that?
I think that's just something that's instilled in you. So that's something that I learned that from my parents. So, you know, you always give respect to the person that you are with, you know, inside or outside, especially outside. If they're not around to defend themselves or what have you, don't let somebody talk down on them or anything like that. You know, so I mean, you can go ahead on that.
I mean, obviously, we both have a great respect for the women that we are with. I think one of the easiest things, reasons on why it is so easy is because of the fact that, like, they're just good people, right? The woman I'm with is just a genuinely good soul. But I think, and it's like, why wouldn't I want to respect that? But I think one of the more important things is that, for me, it's that the way I respect her is a blueprint to how my daughter should demand respect. And I want to make sure that, like, you know, you're not going to be seeing me badmouth her. You're not going to be seeing me talk bad about her. You're not going to be seeing me using certain words to describe her or anything like that, because I want you to understand that this relationship is the most important relationship that you visibly will see at your young age. So I know that as an adult, there's going to be a part of you that aspires to have this or not have this, or this be a blueprint to the standards you set in your own relationship. So it makes it easier on a grand scheme of things. Yes, you have your values and everything like that for me, but it makes it easier for me to kind of hold that idea in my head, because it's like, I know I'll fuck somebody if you're not respecting my kids when they grown. And so,
I thought you got to find a like-minded person too, because it sounds like Travis and whatever the young lady's name is, they're not like-minded people. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know their relationship, so I can't speak on their relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I know the little bit that I've heard here or there, and that's why I posed the question, like, what are his, like, I know there was a lot of people, like, saying this, saying that, like I even said, you know, she comes off like she might be a little trifling. Mm-hmm. How do we know that's not what he likes?
Right.
Because he with that. And she clearly is doing whatever it is that she wants to do and things that we all look to see and think that is disrespectful. Does he think those things are disrespectful? If he, I mean, he's still with her, so maybe he doesn't. I mean, yeah. Maybe they more of a friendship, you know, that became some sort of relationship. Maybe they not in it for the long haul. Maybe they in it for, maybe he just wanted her by his side while he's going through this journey through college football. I don't know. You know, we don't know. We don't know what it is. Maybe they got some sort of arrangement or agreement. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. Because some of the things that the young lady has done, to me, don't seem like somebody that's in a committed relationship. But again, maybe they not in a committed relationship. Maybe they just in a situationship. Who knows? Maybe more will come out eventually. I don't know. I know as far as me, if I'm going to be in a committed relationship, absolutely there's got to be respect both ways. Absolutely. You know, yeah, we both have younger kids that are in our household. So, yes, they look to see how a man is supposed to react and do things, and they look to see how a woman is supposed to react and do things, and you know, and they come up with their own narratives and things like that. And yeah, you want to give them the blueprint and all of that, but at the end of the day, you know, that's all you can do, and you hope that they don't fall into some bad situations and so on and so forth. I do know if there's a strong foundation, the likelihood of that happening is less. It's not 100%, unfortunately, but it's much, much more likely or unlikely for that to happen, I should say.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is, it's all about, a lot of it is about the foundation and just making sure that is on solid ground. And if not, man, you're no relationship's gonna survive after that. And yeah, I don't know if they're still together right now. I think they have separated. When you have that kind of success and that kind of microscope on you at the same time, like, you have to understand, like, he was going viral for how that girl was looking at him at one point in time at a meet and greet. And so it was just, it's one of those things where it's like, he's part of that social media streaming age and of this generation where it's like.
Is she doing anything like that? Like, is she an influencer or anything?
I think on social media, I think she just posts, like, you know, Instagram and stuff like that. But
maybe they have, maybe it's just a business relationship too. Who knows?
Maybe. Hopefully, whether it's her or whoever he ends up with, he finds someone that's for him, because he is right now looking at a huge career ahead of him. He's got a lot of promise with him. And the last thing you need is anything jeopardizing that. So, all right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back. And we're back to the Real Dream Podcast. We're on to our third segment of the day.
What's the segment?
Ratchet News.
What's that?
You don't remember Ratchet News? Mm-mm. No? Ratchet News? To those who don't, we'll help you remember. We'll help you remember. And to our new listeners. Motherfucker, you had me fooled. You had me fooled for a second.
I was like, I ain't that damn old.
Oh, shit. I'm like, damn, he really forgot. I had to.
I ain't got nothing special for it, though, so let's go.
Nah, you good, man. Today on Ratchet News, we are talking about
this. Me.
We're talking about this FS1 lawsuit, man. Have you followed this, dude?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it all over the book and all and stuff like that. So, yeah, a little bit. It's a little craziness going on over there at FS1.
It is, man, it is. So Fox Sports 1, the network, is basically getting sued by a hairdresser who basically is suing Skip Bayless, mm-hmm. Joy Taylor. And the head,
I think, and the head, there's a couple
the
of
head,
them.
Dixon, yeah. The head of FS1 or vice president of FS1, Dixon, for sexual misconduct, abuse, just all types of things that she is just putting out there, that that place is has been a toxic, male fueled environment. That
she
has
her
really
Joy under the bus too, though.
Yeah, she threw Joy Taylor under the bus, saying, "Yeah, saying that one of the guys wanted sex with her," and Joy said, "Ooh, who fucking cares? Just deal with it." That Joy had been messing around to get to where she's at. That Skip Bayless offered her $1.5 million.
Now, I don't know about that part. Like, that's the part that out of everything she said, I'm just like.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money from Skip.
That's wild to me.
And like, that the fact, yeah. Oh, and that the fact that the issue with Skip and Shannon, though it was about some other things, one of the things that it was about was that supposedly Skip was mad that she slept with Shannon Sharp.
Well, it was a rumor
that
she
didn't see it.
I don't think they ever actually did. He was just
according to public, right. According to everybody, it didn't happen. And then Skip found out that it didn't happen. I mean, it's crazy over there on Fox, man. This whole thing has just been about media accountability, and it reminds us of the power dynamic in the world and about how that can be abused sometimes by like male figures and things like that. And so let me get your reaction about this, man. What is your reaction to this? And do you think this will affect sports media or women in sports media going forward?
I was going to say, the whole thing is dangerous because you have one female basically accusing another one of sleeping her way to the top. Mm-hmm. We all know for years that it's been, underlying thing that there's some people that feel like that's almost every woman that is in that business, that's how they've done it. That's how they've gotten to the top. That's always been, for some reason, that's just been something that women in that industry have had to fight.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And this sets them back. I thought that was finally that conversation was finally over and they didn't have to deal with that, because there's a lot of talented women out there in sports in general, sports talk, sports everything. And I just hope that this doesn't set them back again, because stuff like that is very damning, very harmful. And just with the whole thing, she, just from the little bit that I saw, she was the one that was getting most of the clap back, was Joy. Nobody was talking about Skip.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody was talking about the vice president. Everybody was just talking about Joy.
I think that's because,
you know, it's just, I don't know. I just hope it doesn't set that whole industry back, because Joy Taylor is talented. Whether these alleged accusations are true or not, that'll come out eventually, more than likely. I hope they aren't, for her sake, because like I said, she's very talented. She does a good job at what she's doing. So I hope she got there the right way for all the young women that are coming up after her, and even the ones that are there now, because I bet you there's certain people looking at them now like, oh, if Joy did it, what did you do? You know, I hope that this all just comes out just to be, I don't know.
Frivolous. Listen, I don't want to cast aspersions. So I think the biggest thing about this whole situation is that, specifically when it came to Joy Taylor, now, again, let's establish this is all alleged in a court document, a lawsuit. So we don't know if any of this is true. They're going to have to settle this out in litigation. But according to the court document, if it is true, Joy Taylor was one of the like prominent features that was all on Deshaun Watson when he had his allegations against him. And she has been a vocal, at least a public voice, of empowering women in the sports media. Remember, she started off as Jason Taylor's sister, and she was a radio host, and then she got her own show with Speak Out or Undisputed, and then continued to go on in the rate on the in the ranks, and has become like a huge part of sports media, at least at this point in time. And so it would just be a huge shot in the gut for just women in sports in general if this is the case. Now, I believe women have come far enough in sports to where they can withstand this hit, but it's still not a pretty record. It's still not good. You know what I mean? And so I like for like the all the other sports hosts that are successful in doing their thing, keep doing it. But man, oh man. And another thing I got from this too, and I don't want to, and again, these are all allegations. They looking at Fox.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yep.
All of them. I feel like Fox is the is allegedly that one scene from like the Trapped in the Closet series when they was talking about the package and everybody was like, does he have the package? I don't know how it's going to turn out, but
I'll be watching.
Yeah, that we will be. That we will be. I was watching, you know how bad I was watching Fox the day after this lawsuit came out? Them motherfuckers act like nothing was happening.
I know, that's what I said too. I was like, man, they just going on business as usual, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and like I guess when it came out, there's been like a lot of stuff that people are noticing that was like some shady stuff is going on here. So there was a clip that they posted on like their Instagram or something, and it was Joy Taylor and Emmanuel Echo. And I guess they were in his house. Huh? Emmanuel Acho. And they were at his house and she was like taking a selfie. And he was in the background and Well, he had a blanket on and people noticed that he ain't had nothing on his feet. Like he was just no slippers, no socks or nothing. Mm-hmm. And you know how comfortable you gotta be with someone to not have your socks on around them, if I had no socks on right now and you knocked on my door, I'm putting something on my feet before I answer. funny things that people have been like catching now, and like now that this is all out there, people are like bringing the light. Like, yo, did you see this? Do you remember this? It's all starting to make sense, and so yeah, hey, it was just some of this. Skip said to the woman, he was like, when he offered her, supposedly in the lawsuit, allegedly, that she was like, aren't you married? And he said, don't your dad got three wives? Because he's Muslim. I'm like, Skip, come on, Ernestine, man.
Ernestine, that's what I was thinking, too. I was like, ain't he married to Ernestine? What happened to Ernestine?
He is, which is worse, because he's had Ernestine on the show.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, come on now, Skip. Listen, man, I hope. And apparently, supposedly, Joy was sleeping with the executive. Not only was their proof found out by Joyce's ex-husband, and that's why they divorced.
Okay. I got divorced, yep.
But when it came out, and the woman was talking to Joy about it, Joy says he was buying her time to say that he forced herself on her. And I think that is the most damning of it. She was like, oh, I'm just buying my time until I'm completely safe. And then if they leave me, I'm going to just come out and say that he forced himself on me. That's just ratchet. That's just ratchet.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, man.
So we just got to wait to see what happens. If all of a sudden you see a whole new lineup on Fox Sports, we know what happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden you see Cam Newton and Keyshawn Johnson on there. All right, man. That's the show. Is there anything you got to say? You want to end on? Or?
Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole. Got to put that on a shirt. Got to put that on a shirt. You know, thanks for joining us today on the Real Dream Podcast. And until next time, keep dreaming.